The Gabcast, a podcast about Belgab.com. To be a part of tonight's show, call 602-399-7131. Visit UFOShit.com for live streaming and chat.
Hey, everybody. It's the Gabcast. Welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have Jazzmunda and Onan with us. I'm Eddie Dean. What's up, you guys? How you doing?
Fuck, I've been sick as a dog for the longest damn time. I'm doing better now, thank you. At one point, it was getting to the point where I was like, man, I'm just finding a beach somewhere and not talking to anybody ever again.
I've considered that several times myself.
Yeah, well, it was an option as of 5 minutes ago, and I'll probably come back to it by the end of the night.
Jazz, are you back with us?
I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I got a little red box in my Skype window just as the show started. And yeah,
you got to stay by your microphone, Jazz. That's the problem. You got to stay by the mic.
Good timing.
Can everybody in the chat room hear us? Are we streaming tonight? It's going to be a 15-second delay.
Yeah, they're talking about getting a lot of echo.
Are they getting echo? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That might be my issue. Hold on. I need to figure this out. So, Jazzmunda, you have a travel nightmare story?
Yeah, I certainly do. About 10 years ago, I was flying to Vancouver, and I was going to visit my, well, girlfriend, who's now my wife. And she was in Vancouver, and I was stopping over in L.A. And I had to go through customs in L.A. And after handing over my passport, this officer told me to come with him, please. And I was then told to take a seat, and my passport went with the customs officer, and it was taken into another room. And I'm just thinking, what the hell is this all about? I was sort of sniffing my clothing, saying, do I smell of grass here or something like that? This was in the days where I used to smoke, and I was thinking, shit, I hope I didn't bring anything with me. And I'm like panicking, and an hour passes, and I start to get really, really worried. And I've got no idea why I've been detained. And I've got another flight to catch, and, my wife's waiting for me at Vancouver Airport, and I've got no way to contact her, as this was in the days when you couldn't really use your cell phone overseas on overseas networks. So I did have a cell phone with me, but it was in my luggage, and so I couldn't contact her, and, no one was telling me anything. So more time passes, and my name is finally called up, and some real arsehole of an individual starts asking me why that in 1998 I overstayed my visa. And a little backstory is I have spent time in the US from 96 to 98 studying, and at the time I was on a student visa. And when I say studying, I say that in inverted commas because I didn't do much studying at the time, but I was on a study visa and it was all legit. And on top of that, Aussies are allowed to travel in the US for up to 3 months on the visa waiver program, which means you can be there for 3 months without getting a visa and you just have to leave at the end of that. And I've never overstayed my visa, but my last passport had expired and I didn't have that with me, so I didn't have anything to prove that I'd been, there for the right amount of time and I left when I was meant to leave. Anyway, I was then taken to a new holding area where I was reunited with my luggage, which was then searched thoroughly, and I was then taken to a cell where I was enthusiastically patted down, which is always a fun experience, and I was absolutely shitting myself, and I thought I was going to be locked up in this cell, but then luckily I was whisked back to another holding area where there were a few other Aussies who were there who actually looked like criminals, and one guy was from Sydney, and he actually... His story was that he had actually admitted to the customs officer that he was going to be working while he was in the US and that he didn't have a work visa. The other guy was from Adelaide, and if you knew Adelaide, I don't really have to explain the rest, but this guy had prior armed robbery conviction and as such was not permitted to enter the US. So as you can see, I was in great company here. And at the time, I still didn't really... I only knew that they thought I'd overstayed my thing, but I couldn't sort of get in my head when this had happened. To cut a long story short, I was eventually told that the system says that I entered on so-and-so date and that I left 31 days later, which is under the 3 months. However, the system was showing that I had overstayed the visa, which was wrong, and they couldn't understand why the system was showing an error. And they also couldn't understand why I wasn't traveling with my old passport, like why I don't bring it with me. I mean, who needs to do that? You don't travel with your expired passports. All of a sudden, the head guy there starts screaming at the officer who was handling my case, saying he was wasting everyone's time and just to let this guy go. So I was eventually let go. I was detained for 5 hours. I'd missed my connecting flight. I was then escorted through LA airport with this huge running back of a guy whose first words to me were, "You're not going to give me any trouble now, are you?" And I promptly replied, "No, sir." I then asked if I could go outside for a cigarette because I'd been flying for over 13 hours and I was detained another 5 hours and I was dying for a cigarette. And his reply to me was, "What did I just say?" And then I quietly asked, "Can I at least go to the bathroom, sir?" And he just grunted and pointed towards the restroom.
He was giving you shit for smoking a cigarette?
He wouldn't let me go. He was like, "What did I just say? Don't give me any trouble." Anyway, I got to Vancouver and then I was introduced to BC Bud, and for the next 3 months was a bit of a blur. but I've been to the US 2 times since then and I've had the exact same issue, but this time, those times I wasn't detained. I had my old passport with me and it was quickly sorted out. But each time they tell me that it'll be sorted out, the next time you won't have to worry. And each time I come, persona non grata. So,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still hearing the echo. I think it might be coming through somebody's headphones. Mm. Onan, can you turn your headphones down just a hair? Yeah, I think that might be where the echo's coming through.
I doubt it. But
I listened to the stream, and it sounds okay to me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, I'm still
volume
just
the same.
I'm hearing echo in the background. I don't know if that's from my board or if that's coming through the stream. Anybody in the stream, if you guys are hearing an echo still, say something. I don't know exactly how we can fix it because I've tried everything else. Maybe we can just power through it.
The headphones I'm using are soundproof headphones. So
oh, are they?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Jazz. Jazz, are you using the same headphones you usually use?
Yeah, I'm using exactly the same equipment I always use.
See, I'm always pointing fingers to somebody else, and it's more than likely my issue, like the phone issue we had on the first show.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
One foot in front of the other.
I stay away from air travel. I have no reason to fly across the country. So I think somebody on the forum, Unquenchable Angst, was relaying a horror story that he had, similar to Jazz's, about getting stopped and searched and all sorts and being held overnight, I think he said. He said he was going to try to call in, probably not tonight, but maybe next week or the week after. But I'd like to hear his story. Because that's crazy. They can just suspect you of doing something wrong or being a mule or whatever and just holding you for a couple days or longer.
Yeah, they take your passport as well. And then, you know, I wasn't too worried about being in the US, but can you imagine that happened in a Middle Eastern country or an African country? I mean, they can do and say anything and, you know, you've got no rights. I guess they can do that in the US too, so.
What city were you in, Jazz? I think I missed that
Los
part.
Angeles.
LA.
Meanwhile, 10 Muhammads walked straight through and blew
you
up
racist,
some buildings.
You racist bastard. You profiling.
Hey, you know, I should be let through. You know,
and also,
nice good-looking guy.
A lot of the stories that I've heard, too. Go ahead, Onan.
I just hate the airlines, the smug bastards. You know, rush in, push you into a cattle car, and then I don't know. I had to fly recently and, you know, there's just, you know, it's just take the money and shut the fuck up. So I'm not a big fan of flying. I'd rather take 3 times as long a drive as I would fly anymore.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Because I've heard people say that they get sick. They get the flu or get some sort of infection or something when they're stuck inside of a metal tube for hours upon hours with recycled air and all of that, you know?
Yeah, it's just a petri dish.
Yeah.
We were stranded in Pittsburgh for well over a week because my wife caught some horrendous lung infection while she was flying. That's what she says. And we couldn't even fly together when we got on the flight. I had to sit in the back of the plane. She sat in the front. And we got to our hotel room and she just started feeling crappy. And as the hours went on, it got worse and worse. And so we were stranded in the Fairmont Hotel in Pittsburgh for 8 days doing nothing but just laying there feeling miserable. It was a good time.
If anybody has a horror story, a travel horror story, give us a call at 602-399-7131. You guys going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend?
Not me, no.
Yeah, it's on during the day here, so I usually try to go to the gym during the day. So they've got those big TVs there, so I might go to the gym and pretend to sort of cycle on the bikes while I watch the game.
Pretend to be interested.
Yeah.
Seems like people have huge parties. It's like a American holiday, but not for the game itself, but for all the funny advertisements that I haven't heard what the cost
weird,
per 30 seconds is per minute. But I think last year it was like $2.4 million or something for a minute advertising. But that's when all these huge companies roll out their new advertising campaigns or, you know, try to outdo each other with funny or interesting advertisements.
Is that because it's the most watched television show?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Hey guys, I'm going to disconnect from Skype and try to reconnect, see if that helps.
Okay. You given up on the show already, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at who's in the crowd, and I really don't care to listen to him. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
He's winding down.
He has wound down. Jazz, you just ended Onan's radio hosting career.
I know.
After, let's see, it's 15 minutes past the hour, so there you go.
Thanks a lot. Effect on people.
I think I have a, here we go. Oh, I don't have the volume up. Let's try this again. Oh, the volume still isn't up. I'm such a professional a board operator.
Blame Jazzmunda.
There you go.
I can hear an echo now.
Of course you couldn't hear it. You're on the air.
It's me. I'm calling back.
Wow, that's even worse.
Is it worse?
You know what, dude?
Oh, fuck it. I'll just call it a night.
No. You know what? Hang up and call back. I picked you up on the wrong Skype.
All right.
Wow, yeah, that was terrible.
Is it because he's not calling from his usual Skype account?
I don't know. I thought he was calling from his regular Skype account.
When he joined, it said unknown number. So what did that mean?
Oh, yeah, that is a different account, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe his Skype settings are set wrong. Are you there, Onan?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Because we just noticed that you're calling from a different Skype account than you normally do.
Yeah, well, the only way I could get through to you was by buying an account or a subscription, so I did.
Really?
That's the only difference.
Why did you have to do that? Can't you...
Should be
because every time I tried calling, it said, you're a deadbeat. You can't talk to anyone until you give us some money.
Oh, you must have been trying to call Were you trying to call the 602-399-7131 number?
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Why not just person to person?
Yeah, what you can do, Onan, is...
I tried that one, too. I tried both of you guys, and neither one would let me go through.
Really?
I had a missed call from you, like it said.
Maybe that was it then. You just didn't pick up, and I gave up.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do, guys. We need to get together sometime this week and figure this out so we don't have this issue on the show.
We're so professional.
I know. Aren't we professional?
Hey, the ticket prices are low.
That's right.
And our boss is listening and...
Our boss? We have a boss?
Isn't MV our boss?
I guess. He doesn't pay us anything, so.
We're interns.
I was on the forum the other day, big surprise, and I think it was in the general section, but I came across, somebody posted this guy whose name is Vic De Benedetto, and he was screaming and yelling about the Justin Bieber news, and I figured I would play that here for everybody if I can find it. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. Okay. So this is him ranting and raving while he was sitting in his car. He's a comedian from Brooklyn, New York. His name is Vic De Benedetto. And this is his opinion on the whole Justin Bieber arrest in the news that was this week. So here we go.
In the news again, and this is serious. He was arrested in Miami for drag racing and driving under the influence. Police Chief Ray Martinez says Bieber was belligerent when he was pulled over and was also charged with resisting arrest without violence.
Is he dead? Did he get killed? That little fucking punk? Unbelievable. Fuck him. Fuck, we're done. Don't you understand? We're done as a nation. This guy, he's going to get fucking a movie now. He's going to get a book deal. How I crash my Lamborghini. We're fucking done. Give me that money, that little fucking prick. Give me that. You know what I'd do with that money? I'd hire somebody to wipe my mother's ass. That's what I would do with that money. Because they got too much, too fast. Don't you understand? These are the role models we have for all these other little fucking shitheads. It's over. It's over. And I'm the fucking band. We're the Titanic. We are sinking, and I'm the band entertaining you people while we are... I'm 53, I'm breaking my fucking ass, two jobs, I'm wearing a fucking clip-on tie, and this little prick has the world by the balls and his trousers. What's he got, problems? Is it a disease? Was he abused when he was... Fuck him! Let him crash! Let him fucking die! And if I saw him crash and die, I would pull over... and eat popcorn while I see his fucking brains hanging from the fucking radiator. Fuck Justin Bieber.
Amen.
I thought that was hilarious, especially when he was talking about his clip-on tie. He pulls off his clip-on tie. And the whole time that he's yelling and screaming, there's spit flying out of his mouth.
But it really does sound like Andrew Dice Clay, someone mentioned in the chat room, I think Steel Butt said. And, yeah, when you close your eyes, it does sound like him.
That's funny because I watched some of his other YouTube videos, and he actually started with Dice Clay. They were friends, or at least they started in the same comedy clubs in the early 80s, I believe. But I had to isolate that final... audio.
Fuck Justin Bieber!
I like it.
Fuck Justin Bieber!
I just can't stand Justin Bieber. It's, you know, he was... I think I prefer the cute, innocent Justin Bieber, even though I hated him as well, over this new trying to be a badass, you know, motherfucker.
I'm pretty proud in saying that I've never heard one Justin Bieber song. Not one.
Yeah, I can make the same claim.
But I don't have kids either, so, Jazz, you have two little girls, don't you? Are they fans of Bieber?
They're too young. They're, God help me when whoever they're going to be listening to in a few years' time.
Is it like pop or teeny music, you know, like tweener music or something?
Well, yeah, it started like that, and I think he's trying to get a bit more street cred now, so he's trying to get a bit cooler, but...
it ain't working.
By getting arrested.
Mm.
For throwing eggs at somebody.
Yeah, all publicity. I think that's all just set up to be a bad boy.
Yeah, I agree.
Same thing with Miley Cyrus, too.
Yeah, there's another one I don't get, but... what are you gonna do?
Let's see. Have you guys noticed? Let me phrase it this way: does Belgium have more or less troll behavior than any other forums that you guys participate in or follow?
Well, most of the forums that I follow are either moderated or heavily moderated or overly moderated. So I would say that, yes, it is does have more troll behavior because of that. And I'm not saying that Belgap needs to be more moderated, but when you have a site that, you know, doesn't have rules per se, you're going to get troll behavior.
Really?
You know, I think so. Well, you can get troll behavior, but if it's moderated, it's going to get deleted. People are going to get banned. You're not going to see it as much.
Really? See, I thought the opposite is there are trolls, but nothing like what I've seen in some of the other forums. Which, granted, I don't go to the other forums as much as I go to Belgab. But that's interesting. What do you think?
Well, I think anytime someone posts something we don't like, we immediately go to troll. I don't know if that's really it or not. I think there's a lot of people trying to stake the ground, and everyone thinks their opinion is a little better than the next guy's. I think there are a couple of people that post in a couple of threads that I don't know if it's so much trolling as it is just being mean.
There's definitely a difference between having an opposing opinion and being a troll, I guess. There's different definitions, and people define it differently.
I think we have a lot of different opinions because there's so many threads talking about so many things, and every other forum I visit is really specific. So you don't get a lot of
dissent.
Adolescents. Everybody's kind of just looking for one thing, and so there's that.
Yeah, that's true. I go to some recording websites and there's nothing of trolling or anything like that.
Well, I go to a couple of forums that are about counseling and mental health. And, you know, I see a lot of joking in those forums or a lot of people trying to go off topic.
No dick jokes.
You know, I go to gun forums and...
Yeah.
Anybody that tries to post some sort of different opinion doesn't last long, so there's that.
Looks like our stream just went down for a second, guys. I think we're back up. It's trying to reconnect. Hold on. It's, we're having problems here. Hold on. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. I need to figure this out.
Okay. So are they hearing us?
I don't know. I just looked over and saw... Oh, Jasmunda's gone too. This is going great tonight, everybody. This is a perfect gab cast. Oh, boy.
Well, it's like this. You know, you open a new show, and everything that you would hope wouldn't go wrong is going to go wrong.
Yeah, but I figured we were past all this technical bullshit.
I came back.
That's what it was.
Been gone for what?
You've been gone since December. You haven't been on a show since. Were you on the December 23rd show that we did, Onan, where we gave away the book?
I think it was right before Christmas. I was on one.
Yeah,
and then I really don't remember. I know that I've been.
We did a show with Curtis while I was on vacation. With the infamous Folky show.
It looks like the stream is back up. If anybody in the chat room, you guys can hear us, right? Hopefully.
What happened then? Did you lose me? I
don't know. Two things seemed to happen. I don't know why I lost you.
Yeah, it might have been on your end because I was still connected to the chat.
Oh, you mean through Skype or?
No, to the chat through the UFO ship.
I have a separate laptop that I feed the left-right mix into that is connected to UFO ship that sends the stream audio.
No, and that's I don't think I lost my internet connection is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and the same time that happened, I looked over and on my Skype window, you were gone. So it was just me and Onan. But it's not related in any way. It's just unfortunate coincidence.
Burbank saying we're high.
We're high. Meaning what, Burbank? Why don't you call us and let us know what that means? 602-399-7131. I think it's just, it's really falling apart. Maybe we need to take a music break here. Maybe that's what I need to do. Yeah, let's take a music break, and we'll be back after this.
Right.
All right, we're back. Are you guys back with us?
I'm here.
I'm here.
What's up, man?
Does that sound better?
That sounds a lot better.
You sound good.
I'm back on the phone. Oh, I had to drop the Skype. Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Aldis?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I'm starting a business with a friend, and it's taking a lot of my energy. It happens to do with the bike that I ride. This company is coming out with a brand-new Ford-branded bicycle. Comes in any color you want, as long as it's black. And it's really powerful, and it's like a gateway drug to get people out of their cars. And Ford wants them to get into their electric cars. So I'm trying to co-start a dealership with my buddy, who's currently their number one dealer as far as the Pedego bikes, and it's pretty complicated. So that's the short of it. But it's fun, man, because I get to ride bikes and get paid, basically.
That's awesome. Is that the same?
I know.
Is that the same bike that you use that has the motor on the back?
Well, it's similar. See, Ford has cooperated with Pedego, who makes my bike, to make a similar bike but with a custom frame with the Ford branding. And I'm pretty excited about riding these bikes, and I'm selling them inadvertently just by riding. And nice. My buddy is really excited about us starting our own biz, and it lets me get back to Arizona because that's where we're going to base it, hopefully. So that's what I've been doing.
That's cool, man. Hey, Jazz and Onan, are you guys back with us?
I've been.
Well, I don't know. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, good.
All right. I think it's a great idea, Aldis. That's in Northern California. Is there a big customer base there for you?
Aldis, are you there? Aldis.
Oh, here I am. I pressed my mood accent.
Jesus Christ. I'm about to pull my hair out, man.
Hey,
this is an awesome show.
You're all
show.
Good. You sound really good, better than when I was on Skype, Eddie, just so you know.
What? Say that again, Aldis? I didn't hear you.
You sound better than when I was trying the Skype routine just a few minutes ago.
Really?
A lot better. Y'all are clear.
That's funny because, you know, Aldis called in before the show and we tested out his cell phone and then we tested out his new Skype setup and the Skype sounded perfect. It sounded really great. So I don't know why it's not working.
The one-on-one deal is good with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was, you were coming through the same channel and everything. I don't know. That's strange. I don't know. That's how it works, though.
I got no answers for you on this one. You're on your own.
Hey, Onan, I'll send you a couple of links in your private email later about this little deal I'm working on, just so you can check it out, okay?
All right. Yeah, send me the mayor's name, too.
You know what? It involves Bisbee, by the way, because I'm talking about Bisbee bike tours. It's funny. When you posted that, I was actually in the process of working this deal out.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's why it kind of got me. When I saw the word Bisbee, I was like, what the hell am I dreaming? And there you go.
No, we're getting out of the East Coast, so.
You're on the
air. You know a little bit about Bisbee, right? Sorry, owner.
I know a lot about Arizona as far as Phoenix and Tucson. And maybe a little bit of Flagstaff at Bisbee. I just know that it's kind of a place for people to go away and not be bothered by too many people.
That's sort of
exactly.
That's right on the border, isn't it? Isn't that on the border, Arizona, southeast?
That's the only problem with Bisbee that I have. I was looking at land there, Onan, and the only problem I had was the land was cheap, but there was a reason it was cheap. It's because there's so much action. You cannot keep these guys off your land down there, and it's not worth trying. So everybody just whatever, okay? So anyway,
hey,
long story.
I bought two new rifles. I'm all ready for them.
You're on the air. Do you have a question for Aldis?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? It's Steelbot.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, what's going Steelbot. On, my friend? How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, I noticed.
What's it? That says it all.
I've noticed you guys are definitely having some technical difficulties, I as well. But my technical difficulties are being brought on by herbal difficulties as well.
That might be the problem here, too. We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
No,
I did have a question for Aldis and a little bit of highlights from the bell gab there that I've noticed over the days. Aldis, I just got to ask, and again, thank you in person. But how do you do the things you do, buddy? You're an awesome dude, man.
Wow, I think that's Steelbot. You got an echo on there, but I think I hear you, bro. No, I can hear you now. Okay. Let me see. I think your question was how. Wow, how. I think the real question is why.
That is probably true.
Because I don't know how.
Well, I just appreciate all that you do for everybody, man. That's all I got to say about that.
That's kind of nice to hear, but you haven't met me in person, bro. Just hang on a couple of months. You'll see.
No, no doubt. No doubt.
Hey, Steelbot, how did you find Bell Gab?
I found Bell Gab on the whim of looking for dark matter information.
So you've been... that's right, you came around right around September 16th or maybe a couple of weeks before that, before Art started the show.
Yeah, he came to the forum... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Odie.
You came to the forum and were promoting your own...
I was promoting live chat.
Yeah.
And the stream,
and
too.
Crucified.
And you were really classy about the fact that, you know, a couple other people came to the forum and suggested they were going to do the same thing. And when the word kind of got around that we weren't really too tolerant to that, they got real shitty. But you really were classy about it. You understood. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said before, you know, I'm 36. I've worked in IT. I've been on IRC. I've been on forums since 95. So it's not like I've not been around the internet once or twice. I have actually found the end of the internet a couple of times.
I said, so you've seen my bathroom is what you're saying. The end of the internet.
Well, yeah. I don't know about if I'd go that far. When I found Bell Gab, it was a refreshing find to find some people that were at least like-minded like me and interested in some of the same bullshit topics that we all talk about and read about.
Do you think that the conversations on Bell Gab are as good today as they were when you first came?
No, I don't think so. I think just definitely things have slowed down a bit. There seems to be a lot of pressure going on with the falkiness of everything going on with him. But, I mean, I think people have settled down just because they're realizing that, you know, there is no show to really listen to now unless you're listening to Dark Matter Network or this.
Well, I won't put us up there on the same level as a lot of the shows that are on Dark Matter, but I think we're probably better than a few Dark Matter.
I wouldn't necessarily say you're trying to either. You're not necessarily trying to compete against those shows. You guys are your own separate entity thing. Just happens to be associated with it by proxy of what you once were, you know?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever talked about paranormal even once on this show.
No. And it's not supposed to be. It's Bell Gab. It's supposed to be about the actual forum. And like I said, you know, it was a little refreshing to find that. And now it's just spun off into just wackiness. I mean, especially like the Casio stuff that's lately propped up that I found is just like cracking me the hell up.
Well, he did get a new girlfriend. You saw that his new girlfriend, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure I was the first one to actually post a video link to it in the forum.
He's just the gift that keeps on giving that kid.
Say what you want, but he's probably in a better relationship than half the people on the forum are.
Yeah, at least he has a relationship.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, well, as soon as he finds a better base to hold her head, you know, that camera tripod just wasn't working out for him, he said.
Well.
Yeah, it's adjustable. Yeah. Can go up and down.
Yeah, he needs to dress her in some clothes or something.
Relationships take work.
Not when they can't talk back.
Maybe we can get some, not Kickstarter, but some kind of donation fund thing set up to, you know, to get him up the rest of the body.
What, the real doll? Have you seen those?
Yeah, those are like $3,000.
Casio, another avenue to give his videos.
Well, we could use Falky's videos, okay? We could promote it through Falky somehow. We could have Bart L. make us animated GIFs that are actually like games that we could tie in for advertising. We could do all kinds of stuff. And all this shit will get it to run at Aldous's friggin' car dealership or bike dealership. See, I got all kinds of great ideas. Thanks, all of it. This is your fault.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, guys, or gents, I'll let you guys off.
All right, man. Thanks, Steelbot.
Right, thanks. Talk to other folks.
Later, Steelbot.
Later, man.
I thought I'd do a different thing with the Ask Aldous thing. I thought I'd go to Google and I would type in sort of a question, but use whatever the auto, what's it called? The auto fill-in thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just put what in, and the first thing that came up is, what does the fox say?
Good question. Aldous?
What does the fox say?
Yes.
Yeah, the fox.
Oh, the fox.
Fox.
F-O-X.
Do you know that song?
The fox. Usually what the fox says to me is, get the fuck out of here, old man. What are you looking at?
Aldous, what's the best or worst pickup line?
Best or the worst?
Or both.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
I don't know, man. This is like a sport. Like, I haven't pulled out my catcher's mitt in a long time on this one.
Okay.
Really? I always like the one, how do you like your eggs in the morning? Scrambled, fried, or fertilized?
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. Yeah, I don't think that one works, though.
No way.
Aldous, why do men have nipples? What the hell is the purpose?
It's for playing touch tag.
Touch tag?
Yes. Figure it out, dude.
All right. Do you guys have a question for Aldous? The number is 602-399-7131.
Hey, Aldous.
Hey.
Are you going to listen to the spec sheet on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, but I didn't know it was on Saturday.
Yeah, you guys, it's going to be on
you're,
Saturday.
You're Gentiles all over there then, right?
It could be.
Prove it.
What time is it on?
I didn't know the spec sheet was on Saturday. Has that been announced?
Yeah, MV asked us to make the announcement.
Oh. Hey, everybody, the spec sheet is going to be on this Saturday. I'm not sure what time. Probably the regular time, right? At 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct?
It's usually 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Central?
Yeah, Central.
7 p.m. Central this Saturday, the spec sheet.
Well, I don't know. I'm waiting on MV.
UFOship.com. MV in the chat room says the spec sheet this Saturday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at UFOship.com.
I will not be there. It's my anniversary. I think my wife's going to want me to do something.
Oh,
you're screwed there.
You have to convince her to listen to the spec sheet, man.
Yeah, that'll go well.
It's been a long time. I'm really looking forward to the spec sheet again.
Yeah, me too. And I'll have to listen to it recorded this time.
Steelbot has a question for Aldous that it's quite good. Why do your feet smell and your nose run?
That's a good one.
It's interesting. Never thought of it that way.
Did you hear that, Aldous?
I did.
Are you thinking? You don't have an answer, do you? Do you?
I do not. I am stumped by the Steelbot.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'll never be allowed on the...
What are you smoking, dude? What are you smoking over there? Wow, I guess I better get on my train. I'm screwed.
It's the first time I think we've ever stumped Aldous where he hasn't said anything.
Well, actually, as I recall, the first question Jav ever asked me, I was stumped.
Yes.
Because I had no idea he was that kind of person. But now I do, so...
Was that the time travel question?
Yeah, the time travel sex question.
Right.
That if you go back in time...
Of course it's a sex question. It came from Jasmunda. Go ahead, Jas. What was the question
again? Eddie, I've noted... the question was, if you time travel to the past and meet your current wife, but her in the past...
Right.
And have relations with her, is it considered cheating?
The answer is no. Of course not.
No.
But cheating on the current wife. In this timeline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course not. It's not. No, I don't think it is.
But does that create a whole separate new timeline? It's very meta question.
But if she gives birth.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
I don't know. Then you're screwed. Child support.
And then your child is older than the father.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or it could be, right?
Time travel makes my head hurt.
Hey, you guys are making me dizzy. That's saying a lot.
Has anybody been checking out the chat room? What's going on in there?
There's a phony Casio because he's not acting like a dick, so it can't be the real Casio.
Casio is in the chat room. Oh, I just see that Casio left the chat room, quit. Huh. Good luck with your girlfriend, man.
I wish you,
hey, you know, there's,
best.
You know, there's a whole thing about combing wigs on mannequin heads, right?
Yeah.
What's that? Is it a fetish or something?
Well, I don't know what it is, Jazz. Maybe you can tell me, but I've seen it.
No, he.
Matter of fact, I had a theory along with the missus that every old urban downtown has an old wig shop that never sells any wigs.
Yeah, there's one and, a few doors down from my work.
Exactly. Every old downtown urban center has a wig shop, and they don't sell any wigs. And on the sun side of the shop, they have their windows with their wigs in there, and they're all faded because they haven't been moved for like 30 years, okay?
Yeah.
Well, so I've gone into these places, and usually there's a lady in there combing a fucking wig on one of these mannequin heads, just like crazy, okay? So after like at least a dozen of these shops that we went into, we decided one thing for sure, they're not wig shops.
What are they?
Go on.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, come on. I mean, you guys figure it out. I don't know. Am I supposed to figure this out for you guys? All I know, go in there. They haven't sold a wig for like 40 years, okay?
Hey, when the crazy man talks, I let him go the complete route. Keep going.
Well, you know, they got to pay rent, you figure.
But what do they do with all the wigs?
Well, they comb them.
Maybe they really aren't wigs.
So that's the whole scheme, is you gather the wigs, you comb them, and then there's another step, and the last step is profits.
Well, yes. If you want to know the truth, what we decided is they were secret entrances to underground military bases. But that's pretty fucking obvious, guys.
Or fronts for a meth lab.
Well, probably the meth lab, if you know what I'm saying.
The single one.
Right.
I got
mothership.
I'll
be very surprised if the shop a few doors down from my work is either a meth lab or a underground entrance to an underground militia base.
Why?
Because where I live, it's just neither of those things are probably possible.
Exactly. Exactly. Think about it. That's exactly where they put these shops.
The least, where you least expect them to be.
Yeah, right out in the open, too.
How about this, Jazz? Why don't you do us a favor and go there and buy a wig, okay? See if you can buy a wig.
It's real human hair. I don't like that horse hair stuff.
Yeah, and then put it on a camera tripod and comb it on YouTube.
Yeah. I'll leave that to Cassia.
And then you can make out with it and dance with it and whisper sweet nothings into its ear. Is that weird? That's not weird, is it?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. Anybody else has any questions for Aldis? The number is 602-399-7131. Or if you want to call up and just say, hey, you guys have anything else?
I do.
What is that?
I'm just trying to find. Did that something?
Did you write it down, or did you try to remember it?
I'm trying to remember it. I didn't write it down, which is always a big mistake.
That's always my downfall, is trying to remember shit. Remember things without writing them down. I have a million of those little square sticky pads that I write things on.
Post-it notes.
Yeah, the post-it notes.
Yeah.
But then I forget where I put the Post-it notes, so it doesn't work out.
We were talking about on the forum the other day about the video rental stores being, you know, like a dying breed, and I thought that was really sad because I used to love the art of the chase. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you, I would go around to it, if a new release came out or an old movie that was hard to get, it was always great driving around to the different video stores in town and trying to find that, you know, rare video. You know, you'd go to different stores late at night to find that last copy, and you always had to get the clerk to check the return bin, you know, and I missed that. And now with downloads and all that, that it's a dead, dying thing.
Do you have those red boxes where you can go rent a movie out of a vending machine, basically, at a grocery store or some other retail store?
I have seen them around, but I don't do that anymore. I download all my movies and TV, so, you know, it's that part of my life is now gone, you know. So it's sad. I mean, I used to go when it was still VHSs, we would... Going back to last week's discussion about Star Trek, I used to go to the video store once a month. The next two episodes in Deep Space Nine or Voyager or whatever, they would come out. And once a month, two videos with two episodes each would come out, and I would drive around to all the different ones to try and find who had a copy of it.
Yeah.
And as the series progressed, it became more popular and harder to find, and it was all about the art of the chase. And when I found it, it was like scoring, you know, scoring weed or something when it was a dry patch or something. So, and then when, like, downloads and you could download torrents, they became available. I thought I'd struck gold, and like I couldn't believe that, hey, you can get on the internet, you can download a TV show right to it. I don't have to drive around anymore. And that was great, but now I miss the driving around. Like, you don't have that anymore.
You miss the hunt.
I do.
Yeah, I don't miss it at all.
No, I used to like that. And now music shops are gone and bookstores are going. It's sad.
Yeah, it's all online now. I'm lucky there is one huge video store that's still in my neighborhood that survived all the change, the Blockbusters and the, what was the other one? I can't remember the other one. Warehouse Music, where they had a video rental section. But it's huge. There's thousands and thousands, and they get new DVDs in all the time. And I think the only reason that there's a lot of people in there. I go in there to get TV shows that aren't available online yet, or, you know, aren't on Netflix yet. I'll go in and rent some of the TV shows.
What are you watching that's not available to download?
Well, the last thing that I watched was season 5 and 6 of Dexter, because I got into that whole show pretty late and didn't start watching it until December, this past December, when it was on Netflix. And they only had seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4 available on Netflix. And I didn't want to wait until this month, for the final 3 seasons to be available. So I went to that video store and rented Dexter, the season 5 and 6.
That's very quaint. Yeah. Paying for stuff.
Yeah, and it's only like $3.99. Yeah, it's only like $3.99 for 5 days. So it's pretty reasonably priced. But I think the only reason that they stay open is about 1/5 of the retail space is dedicated to just porn.
Who pays for porn these days? That's even more mind-boggling than paying for Dexter.
Yeah, I got to tell you,
that's a good point.
I've walked in there.
And who watches a whole porn movie anyway? You know,
porn connoisseurs.
You sick fuck.
Albus appreciates the storyline.
I got to tell you, every time that I've walked into the porn section, it's only been a couple times.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
were you wearing a trench coat?
No, but every other dude that was in there was. I mean, it was pretty scary just to walk in there and look at the people, you know, because you don't make eye contact with people when you're renting porns or you go into a porn shop, you know. You just keep your head down and you don't make idle chit-chat either unless you're trying to pick somebody up, which I've never done, but that's why I was asking.
Make sure and mention.
That's why I was asking Aldous for the pickup lines, you know, but he didn't come through.
No, here's one. Here's one. Hey, baby, you pick up your porn here at this fucking shop often, or what? Huh? That's not bad.
That's one smooth pickup line, Aldous.
Yeah, I thought.
I don't think you'd need a pickup line on a chick that's buying porn in a porn shop.
Probably not.
Hey, I hate to change the subject, but here's a game. How about this, okay? Because, like, you know, we've done porn talk already, all right? So check this out. So we used to have this game where you go to a checkout counter, preferably a lady, in the middle of the night, like a 7-Eleven, and you buy a maximum of three things. And what you're looking for is the three things that are going to freak her out the most, okay? So
in a 7-Eleven.
This came from an actual incident where my buddy was late at night, and he goes into a Circle K, and he buys a chocolate milk, a disposable camera, and a muscle mag. And he takes that up to the cashier, and she looks at him in a weird way. And then she says, what are you going to do, man? Go home, take pictures of yourself growing? And I cracked up so much when he told me that story that we decided to, like, start playing this game in our heads, all right? So you come up with the three things that don't really seem right to buy in the middle of the night. All right, let's see. Onan, you go.
What?
Three things to buy in the middle of the night to freak the cashier out. And if you can come up with two things, you get extra points. All right?
Okay.
Hey, Jazz, you're typing.
Yeah, I know.
Turn, Vaseline. Mute your mic, please. Go
there
ahead.
There you go.
There.
Good start. Classic.
And a comb.
What was the second one?
Flour.
Flour, Vaseline, flour, and a comb. Okay, that's good. Jasmunda, you go.
Condoms.
Oh, you took mine. Damn it.
Easy, dude. Too easy.
And a burrito.
And a burrito.
That's my two.
All right, Eddie.
Yeah, mine was condoms, a Snickers bar, and an energy drink.
All right, well, check this out. My daughter is leaving her job at Walmart while she's working through college real soon. I'm real happy for her. Hi, baby girl. And she told me a real one the other day. She said, Dad, you're not going to believe this. Remember the freak the cashier game? And I'm like, yeah, honey, why? What happened? She said, well, the other night, this lady came up. It was late. It was like 10 o'clock. And she had 12 Virgin Mary prayer candles and a whole big box of condoms.
That's a good one.
I said, no, dear God, no. She goes, no, really. And so I just kind of looked at her and I said, if it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray for you tonight, man.
Oh, man, that's what your daughter said to her?
Yes, that's the kind of good girl that I raised.
Condoms and a prayer candle.
No, many prayer candles, like 12 many. Of them, she said. 12 prayer candles.
Well, how many condoms?
A bunch of them. She said a box, a big box, not three.
So that was not just a weekend. That was maybe an entire month's worth.
No. I don't know, man, but I want my girl out of there. So she gave her 2 weeks' notice today. There you go. Boom.
I'm guessing the Pope wouldn't approve of those purchases.
Oh, it's a cool Pope now, man. He's hip, from what I hear. He's a hip Pope.
Do you guys see what Cam CNP wrote?
Oh, in the chat room? No, I have not. What did she say?
Dog Lovers Magazine, peanut butter, and cheese whiz.
Dog Lovers Magazine, peanut butter, and cheese whiz. That's a good one.
That's great.
Oh, Ziznak says some kind of tape, X-Acto knife, and hot sauce. Let's see, who else we got?
I think we need to start a thread about this.
Yeah, the three things you buy at any store. Maybe we shouldn't limit it to a convenience store. Maybe it should just be any store. Or maybe that's the fun part of it, is limiting it to a convenience store.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, so convenience store, three items that freak the night cashier out. That's good.
Here, I want to try. Let me go, okay? Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
I'm thinking mace, a mirror, and a dozen eggs.
organic free range eggs.
This is definitely a thinking man's game, isn't it? Because you got to think about it.
Yeah.
Like the humor will sneak up on you.
I think Casio would take the cake with this type of game.
A hairbrush?
His would be for real.
Yeah, a hairbrush, a camera tripod, and...
and a wig.
And a barrette.
An adult magazine, a belt, and hand lotion.
Fucking Odin scores, wins the game.
I like this game.
This is good.
Why does it always have to be about your dick, though?
Well, why not?
Why wouldn't it be?
All right, I gotta go, guys. You're making me crazy. I love you all. Bye.
All right, see you later. All this.
See ya.
Well, I'd say that that's the perfect time right there to end the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This has been the Gabcast. Thanks, Onan. Good to talk to you again, man. Thanks
right back
to
at you guys.
Jazzmunda. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Thanks to Aldous and Steelbot for calling in. Who else? Is that all it called? That was it, right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Thanks to... Remember, the spec sheet is on this Saturday, ufoship.com. Listen to the Fret Files. The General has a awesome podcast you guys should listen to.
Dark Weekend.
Dark Weekend. Bateman. Yeah, that's Bateman's, right?
That guy's prolific.
Yeah, he's good.
Casio's YouTube channel.
Casio's YouTube channel, if you want to get freaked out.
That's the real definition of prolific.
That is. All right, guys, I'm Eddie Dean. This has been the Gabcast. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Good night, guys.
Gabcast is not legally responsible for your feelings.